So when I met the guy I've been with for 24 years ago, he did not seem to be at all into gardening. Now, granted, he was in medical school, so he would have had no time, but he had some house plants, and they were often unattended. I saw nothing in terms of gardening in the future. And then we moved to Indianapolis together when he was doing his clinical rotations and I was finishing up my grad school work. And turned out in downtown Indianapolis, for some bizarre reason, there was a seed store. So I, on a break one day, bought a bunch of seeds, and he was like, hell, let's plant them in the living room. Why not? We had incredible southern exposure in this apartment. So we took some tomato seeds and some corn seeds and some gourd seeds, and we grew a vegetable garden in the front window. And it actually worked. The corn was very dwarfed. And the tomatoes, I remember, looked like marijuana from the parking lot. So when he would go to school every day to the hospital, he would say to me, remember, if the cops show up, throw yourself to the ground and say, they're tomatoes. And the gourd was really interesting because the gourd only opened every night. And it, of course, needed a pollinator. And we didn't have a pollinator in the apartment. So he had to be the pollinator. And I would be like, come to bed, sweetie. And he'd be like, I have to wait for the flower to blossom so I can pollinate it. And I thought that was a little weird, and it should have indicated to me that there was something weird coming. So we then moved to Minneapolis, and then we moved to East Lansing, Michigan. And then we bought a house near the Hanna Community Center in the Oakwood neighborhood. And it had this huge yard with a garden that had clearly gone to hell. And all of a sudden, he was out there constantly. He was constantly in the yard. He was weeding and planting and sowing and doing all of these fancy things. And I was like, where has my husband gone? And I would complain to my friends that he spent all of his time and lots of money in the garden. And one of my friends said to me, well, you know, it's better than if he spent it on somebody else, right? She said to me, at least when he sows his seeds, you get nice flower arrangements out of it. So I was not into gardening. As he put it, my concept of gardening was to put my white gloves on and point. So he would go out and garden, and I would not garden. And one day I was in my front garden with my friend Libby, who's a gardener. And she said to me, your garden is so beautiful. There are irises and zinnias. It's just incredible. It's so beautiful. And I complained to her. I said, it is really beautiful, but he doesn't see the weeds. There's weeds all over the place, but all he does is pay attention to the flowers. And she said to me, maybe that's why he loves you. And after she left, I sat on the front steps and I looked at the garden. And I realized it was wild and colorful and unpredictable. And I thought, oh my God, I am this garden and it is full of weeds. So I decided to help rather than complaining. And I got some tube socks and put them around my knees to protect my knees. And I got a floppy hat. I got some gloves and I went out and gardened. And my neighbors, who had known me already for several years, started making fun of me. So they would say to me, there's some strange woman in your yard I saw yesterday. She was gardening, and it looked like you, but it couldn't possibly have been you. They were all making fun of me. But I stuck it out, and I didn't enjoy it. And to his credit, he didn't kill me when I accidentally weeded out his sweet William, not realizing it takes 2 years to bloom. And he also didn't divorce me when I weeded out what I thought was wild violets that turned out to be trillium. I think that if he had gone to a divorce judge who actually knew about gardening, they probably would have given him the kid, the house, and all the money. But I persisted. And actually, after a few years, I started really enjoying it. I started actually getting into gardening. And I even knew what I was talking about much of the time. So I'd be like, hey, the giardia is not blooming there. I think we need to move it to a sunnier spot. And he would say to me, giardia is an intestinal parasite. You're talking about goulardia, but hey, let's move it. And so what I came to realize is that, in fact, people do marry people like the gardens they love. And the kind of garden I like is a garden that's very neat and tidy, that comes up when you want it to come up and doesn't come up when you don't want it to come up. You, in fact, marry your garden. And when I told my mother this theory, she actually said to me, so what does it mean when you marry somebody who hires another guy to take care of the yard? I didn't go there. So what I learned from all of this was that, in fact, you do kind of marry the garden that you love. And what that means is that you can actually know people by their perennials. But what's more important is to think about what your role is in relationship to that garden. And what I've learned is that I'm really lucky because I have a guy who constantly plants beautiful things in me. And my job in our relationship is to weed myself every day.